Welcome to Teacher Institute Teaching Tips. This is a podcast by and for science teachers, created by the Exploratorium's Teacher Institute. We've got science facts, hands-on activities, teaching tips, science history, and more, all in a bite-sized MP3 package. Today, we'll hear from one of our teacher coaches, Rilla Cheney. Rilla will tell us how she's awakened science in her classrooms with a song.
Since I'm tone deaf and can only remember a melody as simple as Sesame Street, I never considered music as a mode for learning science. Several years ago, however, a number of my 8th grade students faced failing my class and loss of academic eligibility for the school musical. The two leads saved them from the hook by writing and teaching the density song.
The mass divided by the volume, the mass divided by the volume, the mass divided by the volume, you get the density.
Not only did these students remain in the chorus line, but the same students told me that the song popped into their head during their SATs 3 years later. Still, I couldn't carry a tune, so even though I thought music was a great learning device, I felt inhibited about using it in my classes. That changed when I attended an NSTA sing-along with Michael Offit and a cast of thousands of science teachers. Thanks to that howling event, I can now remember that as a mole is 6 times 10 to the 23rd, I immediately snagged a copy of Offit's chemistry song bag, and who organized the original periodic table became a gift question on my quizzes.
He was born in Russia in 1834. Hard work as a youth opened up the college doors. He always tried to be the best that he could be and chose to make his mark in chemistry. And who told the elements where to go? Mendeleev, who put them in columns and in rows. Mendeleev, who was ready, who was able to make a periodic table. Who was that chemist? Mendeleev. He wondered if nature really had a master plan, if the elements had a pattern that one could understand. So he bought a bunch of cards, and on each one wrote the name of an element and its weight, and then he played the game. He put them all in order by their atomic weights. He used their chemical properties to differentiate. Groups began to form, and despite some question marks, he managed to produce a simple periodic chart. Who told the elements where to go? Mendeleev! Who put them in columns and in rows? Mendeleev!
Then came No Child Left Behind, and I began to look for ways to help my special need kids get past their roadblocks and into the starting blocks. With so much vocabulary being tested, I had to come up with an easier way to memorize scientific terms. In one of Dr. Cordate, a.k.a. Jeff Moran's, homie albums, Ain't Nothing But a Groundhog, he spins a yarn called Why You Look Like Your Father. Consulting his songbook for lyrics, I found genes, alleles, dominant, recessive, and phenotype managed to appear in 2.5 lines of one song.
Now, as you know, in general, you have 2 alleles that determine which genetic trait will be revealed. And when an allele is dominant, it will be expressed. When the phenotypic state is heterozygous, but when they're homozygous, your recessive traits show through. And maybe that's why I don't look exactly like you do. It's in your genes, it's in your genes, those minuscule molecular machines. Some come from your pa, some come from your ma, however that you look, it's in your genes.
For hitting content standards, it's hard to beat Astro Cappella by the Chromatics. Their album of 13 songs comes with a songbook, PowerPoint, activities, and supporting science. See if you can count the number of California State Science Standards about the sun that are loaded into just the first 3 verses of the sun song.
So the sun is a big ball of gas, and it's 99% of our solar system's mass. It's an average
hundred star in our Milky Way, warming the earth every day. What powers our sun and makes it so bright?
Come on and tell me what makes all that light.
Hot beta long ago reached the conclusion.
It changes hydrogen to helium by nuclear fusion. When fusion takes place, light is created
and it makes its way up.
Although rather belated.
Through the photosphere, that's the part that we see. The light comes up
and shines on you and me.
About a million Earths could fit in the sun.
But if you were there, you wouldn't have much fun. It's 6,000 degrees at the photosphere.
And much hotter inside the solar atmosphere.
There are a few places where it's not so hot. Ooh.
Like at the center of a big sunspot.
But heat is melting, it's still pretty warm.
Sitting on a sunspot would do you great harm.
For everything from the rock cycle to Newton's laws, and for classes from elementary school to the university, you can find more songs by Michael Offit, Jeff Moran, the Chromatics, and 30 other great musicians and teachers at the Science Songwriters website, www.science-groove.org/SSA. That's science-groove.org/SSA. I've used science songs to start a unit, review for an exam, and replace a lab when an assembly ran over time. I let students create their own songs in my classes, rap, rock, and ballet. It's more fun and easier for them to learn and faster for me to grade. After using these songs, turn your students loose to write and produce their own music. You never know what they may create, and you will have added another alternative assessment to your curriculum.
Hey, if you like that, come on back for more. You can find more of our podcasts, as well as information on our teacher programs, on our website at www.exploratorium.edu/TI. We are supported by the National Science Foundation's Internships in Public Science Education. Today's show was produced by Stephanie Chastine, that's me, and music is licensed under the Creative Commons or used by permission. You've heard Everything's Going to Be All Right by Jacques Grant and Rewired. All science songs are used with the kind permission of their authors. You've heard Mendeleev by Michael Offit, Why You Look Like Your Father by Dr. Cordate, and The Sun Song by The Chromatics. Singing talent on the Density song was provided by Linda Shore, Vivian Altman, and Dave Barker.
The mass divided by the volume. The mass divided by the volume. The mass divided by that volume. And you get that density.
Elvis has left the building.